wanted to discuss a lot of things. You know, everybody has a lot of questions about things. So we figured it was important that we have this time to get together. So I think everyone knows the events that happened on Friday. Bonnie is no longer with us. I was appointed by the president to serve as acting deputy administrator of USAID. This may have the additional title of senior official performing the duties of the administrator, because I still am the most senior official here. Titles are important, so we're really grateful for Craig and everybody for working on the titles. We want to ensure that anything I sign withstands any court challenges. So I am the acting deputy administrator, but we need to ensure everything is perfect in terms of my signature block and refer to the same way to make sure that nothing we do is challenged in courts of law. So that's being said. So the other thing that is worth noting is, for those of you who are not aware, you should be aware, the only official announcement about an election result that matters is from the head of GSA. So until the head of GSA makes a determination as to who won an election, nothing changes. There is no transition in place. So that's a data point. Some of you may have seen that in the media. It's kind of buried in other stories. So the other change we have a new White House liaison, Catherine O'Neill. Again, we're all virtual, so it's kind of hard to meet everybody the way we'd like to meet. But I'd like to introduce virtually to all of you, not in the room with us, Catherine O'Neill. Turn it over to her.
Thank you, John. It's kind of a full circle. John and I worked on the transition the last time 4 years ago.
Right.
So
I had more hair back then.
All right, yeah. So thanks all for being here this morning. As John mentioned, my name is Catherine O'Neill, and I am the new White House liaison. Today is my official first day. So I just wanted to introduce myself and, virtually get to know all of you. I recognize a lot of familiar faces and names. So for those of you that don't know, I have been with the president for 4.5 years now. I served at the State Department for 3 of those 4.5 years. Then I left for a little while and I was on the campaign, and now I'm here. So just to reiterate what John said, you know, we all work for the president. We all serve at the pleasure of the president. And the election is still happening. The Electoral College has not voted yet, so we are still here, business as usual, working for the president and making sure that everything that we're doing is to serve the president of the United States. I also wanted to thank Bethany Cosma personally for filling in for this role for the past few months. She's done a phenomenal job, and she will be resuming her full duties as Deputy Chief of Staff now that I'm here in place. I also want to thank my Deputy Tim Kaiser and my advisor Joe Guy, who will be working very closely with me to make sure that you all are getting the needs that you have addressed. So feel free to reach out to me anytime if you have any questions, if you have any, if you need to communicate with the White House, please come through me and I will do my best to accommodate all of you as needed. So I just also wanted to make some announcements for some leadership changes today. So as John mentioned, he is the acting deputy administrator with the authorities of the administrator. We are also excited to announce that Max Primorac will be the senior official performing the duties of the deputy administrator. So Max is in the room. So thanks for being here, Max, and stepping up to the plate. And then, as many of you know, Assistant Administrator Ramsey Day has just, he has not had a child, but his wife Charlotte has had a child. We're very excited to welcome baby Kate into the world. So Tim Meisberger will be assuming the role of acting administrator of the Bureau of Africa. So we thank Tim.
No,
Tim, so thank you so much, Tim, if you're on the line, for stepping up. to that role. So I think really that's all I have to say. So if you want to open for question and answers.
Well, I do have some closing remarks, but before that, clearly understandable to everybody have a lot of questions about that. So opening up to any questions anybody might have.
This is Jocelyn. I'm in the Sedance office in the Africa Bureau. We received a note from Ramsey over the weekend indicating Max was going to be stepping in. So is it safe to assume that a note will go out just clarifying that for the Bureau?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking.
And for flagging. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, so it's a lot of moving parts. So you've just been given a lot to digest, not just in this meeting, but certainly in the last 72 hours. So it's understandable that other people might have questions. Know that your leadership team is here in place, and our concern is all of you serving the president in special capacity as appointees. So please communicate with Catherine, myself, or through your chain of command, and we will do the best to give you the best information that we have for you. So another thing to remember, I mean, I think, you know, looking around, you know, the screen here, we've all been around for a while, so everybody should know, DC at the end of the day is a really small town. Sooner or later, everybody gets outed for who they are. So my suggestion to all of you, council, is to continue to play until the whistle blows. So until you are no longer in your role, please continue to carry out your duties with the same pride and enthusiasm you've always had for your jobs. Don't let anything distract you from the mission that you have before you and the task the president has trusted you to execute. It's a small town. Comport yourself in a manner that you'll be proud of years from now. So again, thank you for all you do. Thank you for your time, and we'll be in touch. All right. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.